Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Hallelujah. Today is the seventh day in the month of July 2025. The Lord has been good. He is consistent in His grace, in His mercy, in His favor. The God of Israel that neither sleeps nor slumbers. He is always intentional about His children. Father, we want to say thank you this morning. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Christian indeed. Christian indeed. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 24. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Proverbs chapter 24:26. Our memory verse is taken from James chapter 1 verse 25. James chapter 1 verse 25, which says, But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Our Bible reading is taken from James chapter 1, from verse 21 to 27, James chapter 1, from verse 21 to 27, are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 21 it reads, Therefore get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is prevalent and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoso looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Today, once again, is the seventh day in the month of July 2025. It's a beautiful Monday, and our topic is Christian indeed. Our manual today reads, There is a difference between being called a Christian and actually being a Christian. Many people identify as Christians, but don't reflect Christ in their lives. Going to church, working in a church, fasting and praying can all be mere religious activities if you don't reflect Christ in your daily life. Some people grew up in the church, and are used to Christian religious activities, but actually live and seem like unbelievers. The way to really know if you have Christ in you is through the changes that have happened in your life since you became born again. If after 2 years, for example, the Holy Spirit has not influenced a change in some of your character traits, then you have probably just been playing religion. Some people pray for hours, yet they lie habitually. Some even work miracles, yet have unforgiveness in their hearts. While activities such as praying, fasting, evangelizing, and so on are important, you must not forget the most important thing, being like Christ. All those activities are a means to an end and not the means in themselves. Child of God, if you want to truly be like Christ, soak yourself in the Word of God by studying the Bible diligently. When you study the Bible, you are fellowshipping with Christ Himself, because He is the Word, like we see in John 1 verse 1. John 17 verse 17 says that sanctification comes by the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 says we are cleansed by the Word. And Psalm 119 verse 11 teaches us that when we keep God's Word in our hearts, it will keep us from sinning against Him. True transformation happens when you fellowship with God through His Word. James 1 verse 23 likens God's Word to a mirror. When people check themselves in a mirror, they don't do it for mere formality, but because they want to check their appearance and make changes or adjustments where necessary. When you study God's Word, your desire should be for Him to transform your thoughts, attitude, and character through the power in His Word. If you were short-tempered before you started reading the Bible, God's Word should take away your anger, your angry nature, and transform you into a patient and calm fellow. If you were sad and sorrowful, His Word should take away that garment of heaviness and replace it with praise and joy, like we see in Isaiah 61 verse 3. Beloved, you must allow God's Word to dwell richly in you, in all wisdom, like we see in Colossians 3 verse 16, so that you will not just be a religious fellow, but a Christian indeed. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please help me to keep your Word in my heart and live according to your will at all times in Jesus' name. Father, please help me to keep your Word in my heart and live according to your will at all times in Jesus' name. Amen. If this segment of our show has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praise-radio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio. Still on www.praise-radio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download for Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again.